Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In the school lobby, Tristan stands by a check-in table.
Welcome to Degrassi's 60th anniversary weekend. You can join any and all events, but do not miss tomorrow night's formal gala spectacular.
Alumni versus teachers ultimate frisbee? Right on.
Oh, I'm guessing you play?
I'm only the captain of my team in law school.
Okay.
Liberty.
Holly J.
Holly J. Sinclair, as in the former student council president. You're pretty much my idol. Tristan Milligan.
Did you and your council organize this entire weekend yourselves?
And we considered every last detail. I'd be honored to give you a tour.
Sure. Feels like 500 years since I was last here.
Well, all these screens are new, and for the gala, they'll be playing a slideshow of students, past and present.
Oh!
He trips over Lola on the floor.
What are you doing?
This is a sit-in.
Oh, and what's the adorable high school issue du jour? Gluten in the calf?
My boyfriend was suspended for 5 days for fighting. But it wasn't his fault. He was just defending my honor.
Well, can't you find a different hallway?
Tiny got 5 days after Frankie Hollingsworth got basically nothing for that drawing.
Simpson says it's because of that zero tolerance policy or whatever, but that shouldn't apply to knights in shining armor.
I think he's right. I'm going to sit, too.
Grace sits down.
At least me, we'd be friends.
No, you can't do this now.
I'm sorry. Are you denying their right to protest? Mind if I join?
Liberty stares at Tristan as she sits down with Grace and Lola.
Guess he didn't consider every last detail.
Tristan smiles uncomfortably and looks away from Holly.
This can't be happening.
Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag Throwback Thursday, starring Amanda Arcuri, Soma Bhatia, Stefan Brogren, Raya Downs, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold. In the gym, Zoe and Winston rehearse for the gala in front of Tristan and Miles.
Then I dance over to Winston and we announce the musical medley, Degrassi Through the Ages.
How does it look so far?
Guys, this is amazing. This is a disaster.
He sits with Miles.
So many people have worked so hard on this, and what's the first thing the alumni are gonna see?
Winston's awkward dance moves?
Lola's protest makes her school look like we have problems.
So ask Simpson to kick them out.
How can I do that? When I was elected president, I vowed to make Degrassi a place for everyone, and I meant it.
Lola can protest literally any other day of the year.
This is true.
Not to mention what they're saying doesn't even make sense, that Frankie's drawing is somehow worse than Tiny getting in a huge fight. Come on.
Tristan stares at him.
You're right. I'll talk to Simpson. I can't let a few disgruntled students stop this from being the greatest event in Degrassi history.
In the hallway, Frankie sits against lockers and reads a book about being publicly shamed. Jonah sits down next to her and she smiles.
Is the sun in your eyes or do I detect an actual smile?
This book's kind of giving me hope. People actually get past this stuff.
So we can stop hiding you?
I mean, they're still calling me Hollings racist and Ku Klux Fran, but I feel like if I can get out in front of it and show people that I'm more than what I did, then...
Which, for the record, was just a drawing and not a very good one.
It offended a lot of people.
People are annoying.
Still, I miss volleyball, and I miss my friends. Maybe if I do something good, they'll forget the bad.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for the universe to present something.
Maya leads Peter around a corner and points at Jonah.
Okay, what did I do?
Maya just lost her voice, so we've no one to sing the girl part to the school song at the gala, so she figured you know someone?
I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, she does some pretty sweet harmonies with me in my car.
Okay, cool. Well, we all rehearse together tomorrow. I'll give you guys a text.
Cool.
Maya and Peter walk off.
You really think this will work?
Can't make it any worse.
At the Mexican restaurant, Lola wears her work shirt and takes a picture of Tiny.
You look great.
What's this picture for again?
Simpson told us we're not allowed to do a sit-in in school, so we're gonna do a protest outside the gala.
Whoa, like a protest?
Yeah, that picture's for the sign. So do you prefer hashtag free Tiny or hashtag justice for Tiny?
Neither. I don't want to protest. I just want to do my time and come back to school.
But you were wrongfully suspended, and it's my fault, boo. Let me fix it.
Oh, don't even try those eyes with me on this one. Do you know what'll happen if you put my face on those signs?
All the alumni will fall in love with you and I'll have to fight a bunch of adult women for my man.
It'll become the trial of Tiny Bell.
But you'll win. You're innocent.
I did fight that dude, Lo. And no matter what picture you choose, the other side will pick their own. Like one of me and my brother was in jail.
That's not going to happen.
Tiny shakes his head.
I just want to focus on my GPA and get into a good university. I don't want all this attention.
But so many people were on your side. Your friends, randos from school, some alumni even.
If I'm okay with my suspension, shouldn't you be too?
Outside school, Liberty helps the students make protest signs. Lola walks over.
We had to protest to get wheelchair ramps for Jimmy, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Shay holds a sign that reads, Bring Tiny back.
What do you think, Lou?
That lettering is so cute, but we don't need these anymore.
But we already need, like, 500 signs.
And that's real sweet, but Tiny doesn't want us to protest, so...
Whoa, this isn't just about Tiny.
What do you mean?
It's about how this school treats someone like Tiny differently than someone like Frankie Hollingsworth.
Frankie got punished, too. She got kicked off the volleyball team.
But Grace is right. It doesn't exactly go on her permanent record.
Little white girls always get special treatment.
You guys are blowing this way out of proportion.
If you don't think that racism is a problem at Degrassi, then prove it.
Liberty nods next to Grace.
Fine. I will.
In the gym, a man plays a guitar and sings into the mic.
You have lost it all, and you feel like you're in free fall.
Tristan, Winston, and others watch with rapt attention.
I will rescue you.
Tristan and Winston grin.
Is that okay for the gala?
I have full body chills, if that answers your question. Craig is awesome. If every set is like that, the show will be as amazing as I dreamed.
Up next, Mo Mash Core with stand-up comedy.
Mo, with dark hair, heads on stage past tables decorated in yellow and blue.
Hey, Degrassi.
He takes the mic off the stand.
It's been 2 years since I went here, and everything's the same. But also, everything's changed. Back in my day, we had to ask girls out in person. Now you got apps. You could, like, Uber yourself a girlfriend right to math class. Back in my day, we had protests. But over, like, fries in the calf or reopening a garden. Not the serious stuff they're talking about outside.
Tristan gestures.
What, you don't like it?
Well, I like the first part.
Yeah, well, that's just the intro. I'm getting to the real meat and potatoes now.
Yeah, but it's not true.
Okay. I may have experimented with drugs in university, but I know I didn't hallucinate those people painting protest signs outside.
Yeah, those are just a few angry students who don't actually represent the school.
Well, neither do I guess. I quit.
In the music room, Frankie sings while Jonah, Peter, and another man play instruments.
Oh, man. Dude, that was killer. Should we start playing gigs again?
Yes, definitely. But how was I?
Yeah, you were pretty good.
But, like, how good? Exactly?
Man, I heard this younger generation needed constant validation, but...
Was I make everyone forget my very public mistake good?
Depends. What was your mistake?
Frankie looks to Jonah and he nods.
There was this prank war with the volleyball team.
The gorilla banner? That was you?
Wait, you guys heard about that?
Oh, I probably can't do this.
What? Why?
Well, what happens if we get tagged in a photo together?
I don't know, nothing.
Looks like I support you. People kind of freaked out over what you did. And I want to get into politics one day. This is too risky.
Yeah, he's right. I basically just got this job at the studio, and I work with a lot of black guys.
You guys can't quit. That's unfair to you. I'll quit.
No, it's a school song. It should be sung by a current student.
You want me to sing it alone?
For what it's worth, I thought you sounded amazing.
They leave. Outside school, Shay sits with Lola, who holds up her phone.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how to prove my school isn't racist.
Ugh, stupid phone!
That was your whole plan?
How would someone even prove that? It's impossible. God, Grace is so mean. Tiny and I have only been dating for a couple weeks, and now he's gonna dump me.
A few alumni come outside.
Why did he have to get suspended in the first place?
So weird.
Ugh, stupid zero tolerance policy!
Excuse me. You guys talking about the zero tolerance policy?
We don't have to bother these nice girls, Marco. They're probably doing homework or something. Sorry.
No, wait. I just listened to a podcast about it. It's seriously flawed.
What do you mean, flawed?
I wouldn't get him started, hon.
Okay, so turns out the policy is not always applied fairly.
But isn't zero tolerance like zero tolerance?
Not when there are exemptions. And it turns out that a white male student is 3 times more likely to be exempt from the policy than a non-white student, 6 times for girls.
Excuse me?
Seriously?
So the policy's racist.
And sexist, by the sounds of it.
Or there could be other structural inequalities at play, and it might not totally be the school's fault.
Yeah, but those stats are still bonkers.
This is why I keep telling you, you gotta listen to that podcast.
Okay, don't make me slap you again.
Please. I love your hair.
Marco and the woman walk away.
So, Grace is right?
The principal and a young man in the lobby.
And those are the new screens I was telling you about?
Whoa. Man, I can't believe it's the same school, and everyone's so much better looking.
Well, that's inappropriate for a number of reasons.
Hey, I was talking about you too, Dad.
Did you suspend Tiny because he's black?
What? Of course not.
Because, you know, your zero tolerance policy is apparently very flawed.
We've talked about this 5 times already. I can't take away your boyfriend's suspension.
But what if it was unfair?
Look, I've asked you nicely.
No, I just want the truth.
The truth is Tiny got into a fight and he got suspended. There's nothing more to say about the subject.
The two men step past Shay and Lola.
Why won't anybody listen to me? I just want answers.
Look, it's a big weekend. It's probably just not a top priority for him.
Tiny was treated unfairly. Isn't that a big deal?
Even if he was, what could we do about it?
Make people listen.
In the decorated gym, students continue to set up.
Okay, people start arriving in 20. Costumes, people. Come on, let's do this. Holly J, as you can see, everything's perfect.
It does look really great in here. Do you have the new performance schedule for me?
He hands her a program.
Here is the final order, printed and official. Your speech will now come after Terry McGregor.
Didn't I used to come after Mo?
Oh, Mo and I had creative differences.
And Manny's not on here anymore. I was actually looking forward to hearing her sing.
Yeah, her song was kind of a downer. I think it was about teen pregnancy.
So you booted them? Wow.
No, it's not like that. They were just being really negative, and I wanted to celebrate Degrassi and all of its awesomeness. So you understand, right?
I'm sure it'll be great. I should go over my cue cards.
Outside school, a group of protesters gathers. A few hold up signs.
All right, the fancy people are coming. Signs up, let's do this.
I changed my mind. Give me a sign.
Oh, you're so cute when you put on your serious face.
I am serious.
Liberty. Hey, how are you?
Liberty hugs a blonde.
What's all this? Your stepdad didn't tell you his school had a major problem?
No, it didn't come up when Spinner and I were there for Sunday dinner. What's the deal?
My boyfriend got suspended because this school uses a totally unfair zero tolerance policy. And when I went to the principal to talk about it, he refused to discuss it.
Wow, that's heavy, and I love your passion. You know, I went topless for a protest when I went here.
Did it work?
I don't think that's what this one's about, though.
Do you have some extra signs?
Grace hands Simpson's stepdaughter a sign.
Awesome, how are you?
I stand corrected. Your serious face is serious.
With a smile, Lola takes a sign from Grace.
Holy, did you see that? That lady actually listened to me. I don't think that's happened to me, like, ever.
Maybe he'll listen to you too?
Tiny frowns behind Lola. A little later, they sit near the protesters at a table.
You said you shut this down.
I tried. I really, really did.
And yet here we are.
No. You know what? Grace is right. This is bigger than just you.
It's my name on the signs, though.
But what if it was someone else's? Someone who looked like you.
What does that mean?
Tiny, I don't know how to say this, but it turns out that sometimes at school, you might be treated differently because you're black.
You think?
You knew? Do you think that's what happened with Simpson?
I don't know. I mean, I've wondered, but never really know.
Exactly. But when I brought that up with him, he just ignored me.
You brought that up with the principal? Seriously?
Yeah, because I care about you, but he basically just told me to get lost.
Tiny smiles at her.
Okay. I'll join the protest.
Really?
Yeah.
They stand and embrace.
Let's get you a sign.
They join the protesters. In the gym, Winston and Zoe address the formally dressed guests at the tables.
Welcome to Degrassi's 60th anniversary gala. I'm Zoe Rivas, and I'll be your co-host for this evening's showcase, along with my handsome sidekick, Winston Chu.
She's in a dress, and he wears a bow tie.
Winston, I thought we talked about this. We can't let our relationship interfere with the show.
Well, I guess you just have to kiss me then. Get it over with up front and defuse the situation.
Come on. Degrassi's much more than just kissing.
Frankie's off stage with Jonah.
Are you nervous?
Got butterflies in my stomach. Carnivorous butterflies that eat intestines.
Oh. Well, there's still time to bail.
An ad girl who ruined the gala to my resume? I can't. I need some air.
She steps away.
No one's going to cause any trouble tonight.
From the school lobby, Frankie looks out at the protesters. One holds a sign that bears her name and photo and reads, "White Privilege." Spinner and Marco's friend walk together.
No problemo. Emma stayed outside, so I'm flying solo anyway. Hey, you're the girl from the sign.
Spin?
Oh, God, okay. I'm just gonna go.
What? Wait, you can't just run from your mistakes, hon.
What, you've been publicly shamed too?
We both made a lot of mistakes when we went here. I dated him, for instance.
Hey! No, it's fair. I did a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Oh, I got a boner in class. Mm. I kind of cheated on you. Kind of got my best friend shot.
Whoa. And you weren't running out of the school with pitchforks and torches?
If you're going to make mistakes, this is a great place to do it, as long as you learn from them.
Yeah, there's a lot of love in these halls. I mean, I feel like I'm being hugged just being back here.
Oh.
So you think I can make it through?
If you're a good person, Degrassi always seems to give you a second chance.
Or third, or fourth, or what, 500?
Yeah.
The alumni walk off as Frankie reads a text from Jonah that says, "You're up soon. You ready?" Outside.
Tolerance now! Tolerance for all! Tolerance now! Tolerance for all! Tolerance now!
Two police cars pull up by the protesters. An officer posted by the front doors of the school steps down to join two other officers as they get out of their car.
Okay, let's keep it down. Everyone, onto the grass now. Let's go.
What's going on? Mr. Simpson said we're allowed to protest out here.
And you are, if you do it quietly.
If we do that, no one will hear us.
No, chill, okay?
And you have to stay off of school property.
The road is hardly school property.
Yeah, but it's the road. You can't stop traffic or endanger yourselves. Let's go.
You have every right to do this.
Can you muzzle this one?
I'm sorry, muzzle? Are you calling my friend a dog?
I'm saying you all need to move. Now!
Not until you apologize.
Shay stares the officer down. Tiny, Liberty, Grace, and the other protesters glare.
Okay. It's okay, just forget it. Let's back off.
So that's just it? Time to shut it down?
No, we haven't even been heard yet.
Well, what are we supposed to do? There's a wall of cops out here now.
If we're not allowed to be loud enough, then we just need another way to get our message inside. And I think I have an idea.
In the gym, a Panther mascot leaves the stage as a group of cheerleaders does the same, walking through the audience in blue and yellow uniforms.
Thank you. Thank you. What a great performance by the 1982 cheerleaders. Wow, you ladies are still so flexible.
Speaking of flexible, Degrassi's school song has seen many different arrangements throughout the years.
Here with the latest and greatest version, it's Frankie Hollingsworth.
Frankie walks on stage with Jonah and another student who sets down an amp and leaves. Frankie stands in front of the mic with Jonah behind her on guitar. Outside, protesters set up laser projectors.
This is baller. Will it work?
We use these to advertise our restaurant on the side of nearby buildings. Huge, cheap billboards.
Inside.
The blue and gold, the brave and bold, so many stories to be told. Of battles fought and victories won, we don't go home until the game is done. We come together as a team, we cheer and stomp, we clap and scream, but no matter.
Laser projections beam into the gym. One reads, "Racism lives here."
God.
Frankie stares at it wide-eyed, then runs off. Tristan walks up to the stage. Another projection reads, "Stop silencing your students."
Okay, let's get this back on track. This isn't how this was supposed to go.
The guests continue talking to each other.
Quiet. Quiet! We're better than this. We don't laugh at others. We don't make people feel like they're not welcome on this stage.
Yeah, unless we say something you don't like.
Tristan stares into the audience at Mo, then looks down.
Yeah, you're right. This is all my fault. Can you just give me a couple minutes?
Tristan walks off stage, and Principal Simpson gets up from his seat. Outside.
Prince now! Tolerance for all! Tolerance now! Tolerance
guys,
for all!
Guys, tolerance can I have now. Your attention?
Inside the gym, the guests look at each other, talking and gesturing in confusion. The protesters enter, some with signs, and Lola takes the stage. Principal Simpson and Tristan stand in the back.
Hi, everyone. Look at you. You all look so nice. Wow. Okay, first, I want everyone to know that I'm not mad at Degrassi. It lets me be my crazy self. It lets me learn and grow. I led a protest today. I mean, where else could I do that? And so when I felt like my boyfriend was being treated unfairly, that was scary. I don't want to believe stuff like that can happen here. And sure, it's scary to talk about racism, I get it, but if any school can, I think it's us. So let's talk about it. Degrassi's pretty cool, but even great places can be better, right?
Holly smiles.
So, yeah, I think that's it. Thanks.
A spotlight follows Lola off stage. The protesters, guests, Principal Simpson, and Tristan clap. In the lobby, Lola addresses Tristan and the principal.
And that's why we don't think the zero tolerance policy should be used anymore.
Tiny, Grace, and Shay stand with her.
Well, I truly don't believe it's been applied unfairly here. But if there are concerns, then you're right. We should look into it. We should talk about it. On Monday, we'll form a student committee to review the policy and maybe give a report to the school board. You know anyone who can lead it?
They all look at Lola.
But me? Okay, but I'm gonna need some help.
We'll be there.
Told you we were gonna be friends.
I think they're singing our song. Should we join them?
They all head for the gym, but Tiny holds Lola back.
Hey. Thanks for fighting for me.
Whatever, you fought for me too, remember? Now we're even.
He picks her up and spins her around. Then they walk toward the gym together. Outside, Jonah finds Frankie holding her shoes.
There you are.
They start walking.
You should come back inside.
So I can get laughed at again?
I don't think that'll happen. They're basically singing Kumbaya.
Doesn't matter. Everyone's already made up their minds about me.
Oh, so you've just given up? There's nothing else you think you can do?
There is one thing. I'm never, ever going back to Degrassi.
Jonah stops, and Frankie keeps walking, a cold expression on her face. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waisglass, Richard Walters. Written by Matt Huther, directed by Phil Earnshaw. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.